Clicking the click.
Do it, Doug. Do it.
That wasn't very sincere. Come on, Doug. Slow a little effort. Oh, man. We got like 3 minutes yet.
Yeah.
Oh, give me one more chance to try to open the script. Negative.
Anybody out there bootleg copies of Picard yet that I can have?
If anybody answers you, you let me know.
Yeah. I want to see that.
I hear nothing but good stuff.
Yeah. I'm on the last episode of Watchmen, finally.
Ah, okay. So you got one more to go?
Yep.
I liked it. They took it in a different direction, but I liked it. That is an idea there, Craig. You could drop a copy of the script in the Dropbox. And
I could, but Ian won't read it anyway, so what difference does it make?
Is there a clue? Has Ian heard?
There's no clue.
Oh, okay.
There is just, you know, who it is.
Hmm. Can you make up a clue?
One of their clues? Boy, I don't know if I can think that esoterically. So I went and saw the 1917 last night.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was pretty good. Pretty good movie.
Okay. I don't know how their trenches could be wrong.
Oh, they weren't just wrong. They were all wrong.
But I don't believe I've ever dug a trench other than, like, for water diverting, so.
You know, they had to get a camera crew down that trench, right?
Yeah, but isn't Samurai some kind of Civil War-ian actor? He's like a trench master.
This was World War I, but.
That's fine. Same thing.
Nope, they had much advanced the technology of trench digging between the Civil War and World War I. Much advanced.
Shout out to Old Man Sartut, who tonight is playing the part of Old Man Pirate. I think he has his eye patch. He survived his eye surgery today.
Uh-huh. Hey, congratulations.
Eye surgery is the stuff of nightmares for me, but he did. Mm. He did it.
Yeah, I don't like things touching my eye.
Yeah, no kidding.
All right, let's start this party with a whimper.
Was he having them repaired or improved?
Well, I mean, repaired is improved, right?
Right, but I mean, like, I had mine laserly corrected, and it was the pits.
No, it was a required.
Oh, sounds even worse somehow, but...
I thought you very much enjoyed your laser correction.
I enjoyed the results of my laser correction.
Uh-huh.
I hated the fact that you have to be awake through laser correction.
Mm.
That was a nightmare, filled with smells of burning eyes and temporary blindness.
Just couldn't they suction your eyeball away from the nerve? I mean, how bad can that be for you?
Oh my goodness, he warned me and I had a heart attack. Whatever you do, don't panic, but you're going to go blind for a couple seconds. Oh my God, I'm blind! He's like, I told you not to panic.
I'm pretty sure he was awake for it as well, so.
Yeah, no thank you. True believers, welcome to the 227th installment of Puzzle Warriors 3. I'm Craig, we got Ray, we got Ian. Hello, hello, hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
Sorry.
Press! 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 Pull! Never mind.
Okay, good. I didn't get it, and that was...
It's a Three Stooges bit. They're trying to pretend to be newspaper reporters. They go into the bathroom, and they steal the knobs off, like, the machines. And they got one that says press, another one says press, but the last one says pull. So they're trying to get in. He's like, you know, they're like, press. They're showing like a button, like it's supposed to be like a, you know, a badge or something. But the third one is pull. Curly's got pull.
Craig is proving that the Three Stooges are very much a visual representation of comedy. You can't describe it. It loses everything.
Yeah, everything fell apart.
Granted, I don't think they're funny anyway, but.
No way.
Yeah, they are not timeless, that's for sure.
Wow, Samurai instantly pulls it up. See, there you go. Yuck, yuck, yuck. All right, so this is the week of January 29th to February 5th. Happy Super Bowl, happy birthday to my father-in-law, and happy birthday to my wife. There you go.
Oh. Yeah, that's a lot of...
Eventful week.
Merriment.
Yeah. Your Deadpool dailies. Today is Loki, Thursday the Dream Warrior, Friday Doreen, Saturday Doom, Sunday Mystique, Monday Hulk, Tuesday Falcon, and Wednesday is the Psylocke. over in the 5-day four-star crash of the Titans.
Crap actually fell off of my desk for doing that.
That's a pretty epic crash. So now that was just, let me tell you, that was even harder than most times. Apparently, the only thing that I dislike more than Craig addressing the heroes as though he knows them casually is mixing it up in the same list.
Right.
Like, he used to do, like, one list of first names and one list of characters, but he's never met Psylocke before. That's some stranger. But Doreen and him, they're kicking it all the time.
I much prefer Doreen over Betsy.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't see any issue with Betsy other than the tone that you used for no good reason. I much prefer Doreen over Betsy.
Adult woman should go by Betsy. Like that, you got to give that up as soon as you turn like 12. You should be like, no, Mom, it's Elizabeth.
I don't hate you for that. I had the same issue yesterday and I support you.
Okay.
I have it more so with men.
What is that, like Philly?
BB Netanyahu?
Like, well, the BB was a huge issue. That's weird. But yeah, like basketball player Pippen? Scotty?
Oh, Scotty?
Come on.
Yeah, you can't be Scott Pippen, really? You and your $100 million never grew up from Scotty to Scott?
Scott!
All right, where are we at? Crash, that was thing. So on the 23rd, we had Yondu whistle on his way to victory. How'd that go for you?
Six total success.
Yeah, clean as a whistle.
I feel like the key to stopping Gamora, or Gamorpha in this case, was to deny Blue, and Blue is exactly what you need to then defeat her.
Right.
Yep. All right, so the 28th was the super slow motion event. That was Emma Frost versus the Caroliner Dean.
And, yeah.
Boy, that was not quick. Not quick.
No. Not quite as long as you're leading me to believe, but it was another total success.
Yeah. I had the exact opposite of apparently everybody else. I got all my powers charged at almost the same time. I fired off the first one, I fired off the third one, and then I fired off the middle one, and her match damage shot through the roof, and it was easy.
That's what I'm saying.
See, me not knowing or caring what Carolina does, she was constantly airborne, so I had to just keep waiting for it to hit the ground.
Oh.
Right, but that doesn't do anything to you. It didn't seem to, at least.
No, it just means I wasn't doing damage.
Right. As you can see from our stylish infographic, provided by none other than UNC Samurai, I had my Emma Frost at a 222, level 127, and I won right away. Like, I just went in there.
Man, she must have really underpowered good old Carolina, because
she doesn't do anything. Terrible. As long as you deny green, she doesn't do anything else, and Emma's powers are built to be successful in this one instance.
Yeah.
The shields that she throws out gets eaten every other turn by Emma's purple, and Emma throws out strike tiles that get buffed every other turn by Emma's yellow.
Yeah.
Her black may have done something. I don't remember.
Increased her match damage. That's all I know it does.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. But I won, and it was good.
Yeah.
All right, then. Coming up number next, we believe to be the Wiccan.
Yes, I believe that.
Toss a coin to your Wiccan, O Valley of Plenty.
That's acceptable.
Yeah, you've got a 3-4-2 there. You should be all right.
I think so. I've been successful in the past. Again, it is a matter of
Going to
quickly summoning crazy mode. Quickly summoning the people at Demiurge.
Right.
And then blowing up the board.
Right.
Yeah, if you get that Call Lightning or whatever going, that can be good times.
Oh, that's helpful too.
Yeah.
I agree.
Sure, but then you use it and suddenly she's making criticals and punching you in the face. I mean, you just got to keep your AP above hers is key to me.
Good point. Right.
Well, that's why all that. Is it column destruction or row destruction with the Demiurge?
Column.
Okay. Yeah. Well, either way, either direction, it helps you generate a lot of AP quickly and stay above the curve.
Good deal. Storyland, Web Wonders run in. That'll get you 3 Dream Warriors and a Wolfsbane. Top folks get MODOK and Strange. That'll be followed by Stick of Thieves. Again, your Strange, your MODOK. It is then Jubilee and Bullseye. Quaid, you've only got 4 days left, Quaid.
Yeah, I have not done too much, so yeah, I need to get on that.
All right. Identity Theft is running now. They'll get you Mystique, Jubilee. Top folks are Jug's Gun, and 11 to 50 is Cap. All right, in the news, Ian, we got a new character.
We do, indeed.
One of the finest of the villains.
It seems to be. I'm really excited.
Diamond Head himself.
It's not just a clone.
It could be. Who knows? Mr. Sinister.
Mm.
Classic X-Men villain. He is a 5-star, black, purple, and blue. All right, so what do we got here? His black is a passive. If an enemy would deal 1735 or more damage and the friendly team has at least 3 black AP, drain 3 friendly black AP, prevent up to 1215 of that damage, then create 2 trap tiles that deal damage when matched by either team. As you go up in levels, damage increases. At level 5, prevent up to 1736 damage. If you have 2 black and then drain those 2 black, at max levels, preventing 6976. So that's interesting. Damage reduction with trap making.
Yeah.
His purple power is called Sinister Secrets. Whenever an enemy fires a power, Sinister creates a trap tile. If the enemy has 7 or more AP in a Sinister Secrets trap tile's color, when it's matched by either team, steal 3 of the AP in that color. Otherwise, destroy 2 AP in that color. As it goes up in level 5, it steal enemy AP. If the team has 3 or more of that AP, create 3 trap tiles. So that's kind of wacky. It's AP stealing based on more traps. Lots of traps.
Tons of traps.
Blue power is called Behold! Said in just that way. Hey, create 3 trap tiles. These deal damage for each friendly trap tile on the board, including these, up to 8, if they're matched by either team. Level 5, they're doing 844 damage for each friendly one at max level, 3395 damage per tile. So since that can be times 8, do some math, 25,000 damage. There you go. So traps, and more traps.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure how that's going to play.
Yeah, I don't really know how it'll go in game. It sounds very interesting, but I mean, it makes sense for him. Like, he constantly is plotting and, you know, trying to trap people as opposed to doing direct damage. So I get it.
I think at some point there should have been some power that says if there is anyone of the Summers family DNA involved, Sinister gets to do something else. Because, boy, he loves to play with Summers family DNA. Just say. Just me.
That is truth. Ray and I are trying to pretend like you never said that. We don't want to trigger you.
All right.
Go into some sort of weird Summers spiral.
All right, there
where you start
the
yelling at Bishop for no reason.
That's
poor
true
guy.
That stupid Bishop. The Scheming Mr. Sinister cover store. That starts tomorrow through apparently all of February, because it just says February. All right.
Or maybe it's only open for one day.
Yeah,
tomorrow until February.
That could be. Let's see. 1 pull, 1 in 250 chance to get Sinister. 1 in 13 chance to get a 4-star. 1 in 4 chance to get a 3-star. All other chances are a 2-star. If you pick pull 10 or 14 of those, it's a 1 in 166 chance to get a Sinister. It says that the Sinister cover store will run for longer than usual stores to ensure that you have an opportunity to pull from that if you wish. So apparently it's all of February?
Yeah.
I guess?
That would be longer.
That would be. There you go. There's also a limited vault, the Nathaniel Essex vault running the 6th to the 11th. 40 items. One of those is a Sins of the Father legendary store token. And one of those things is a 4-star Charles Xavier. In that Sins of the Father store, also running the 6th to the 11th, 15% chance to get Sinister, Green Goblin, and Thanos. You can buy those for 25 CP each. He is rewarded by tokens in the Thickest Thieves. And in X-Men versus the Apocalypse, that will give you tokens to the Sins of the Father store. That is running the 6th to the 10th.
Nice.
So there you go. Longtime villain, Mr. Sinister. Always a classic.
Yeah, you know, I think I asked for him once, like, ages ago, and then completely forgot about him. So I kind of blame myself for not sticking with it. But
yeah, just another one of those Marvel characters that has incredibly ripped abs for no good reason. Like, this guy must do, like, 9,000 sit-ups a day. Like, look at those things.
Isn't he some sort of master geneticist?
Yes.
Well, maybe he gave himself super...
Yeah, hey, genetics can only take you so far. You still got to do the work. In other news, I don't know. My chicken's closed.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah.
Was that the one in Westerly Parkway?
Exactly.
Yeah, that had the pinball machines? Pinball machines, yeah.
Oh, I was just a little sad, and then I realized what you said, and now I'm more sad.
Yeah, I was only sad because I was, I can't play that Deadpool machine that has Dazzler on it.
Yeah, that was a great machine.
Oh, yeah.
Now I have to wait until beginning of August.
They say that they're going to be rebranding and finding a different location, but who knows how long that'll be, so.
All right, hopefully they'll rebrand into a breading for their chicken that has more flavor than none.
It was fine. It wasn't great, but it was fine.
I like that your fine still has a disappointed tone. It was fine.
Norman B. actually commented about that and said that hope all the idiots who clogged up Atherton Street waiting in line for bleeping KFC chicken fingers are happy with their bleeping selves. Hmm. Apparently he liked my chicken.
Apparently.
I'm assuming they probably are, because, man, every time I've ever driven by there, there's always people at that freaking KFC.
Yeah. Perondiak also commented on it and said it's his fault because he never ate there.
Yeah. Only went there for the pinball machine.
That's right.
Not really. I get it. Well, Craig is a midland to high-grade fried chicken connoisseur. If he says my chicken's coating is not up to snuff, I believe him.
Yep.
It's fine.
Craig eats like three things. Fried chicken happens to be one of them.
That is true.
I feel confident that he's eaten a lot. However, I do know that his vote is easily bought by both fame and or, I don't know, probably dollars, but...
Boy, I don't think no matter how much money KFC could throw at me, their stuff still sucks. It makes me super ill.
Yeah, but I know that in your mind, Flavor Flav's fried chicken was the best ever. And
it was not, Ian!
It wasn't even okay.
You are wrong, son.
You just want it to be amazing because it's Flavor.
I disagree. I judge all other chicken by Flavor Flav's chicken.
Oh, my goodness. You guys are delusional.
It was really good.
You must have just been hungry from the flight or hungry after the brief and alarming ceremony that I had.
It was hungry like the wolf.
Yes.
In local news, Perondiak also said that the Center County Correctional Facility is getting a solar farm because why not?
Sure.
Okay, that's fine.
Absolutely. And local news number three was a 48,000 square foot Lincoln Center office building is going to be built at Walker Drive and Balmoral Way.
I have no idea where that is.
It's out by, neither did I. It's out by, towards the mall, like over on the left.
All right.
Yeah. So you'll never see it. I'll never see it.
Right.
But that's what we need, more office space.
Yeah. We don't have enough empty ones of those around. All right. So let's go to the superhero showdown.
Okay.
Last week, we had the Shadow King versus Doom. Ray, tell me in how many ways did Doom win?
I don't want to answer that right away. It gives away the... Anyway. One comment was, two egos like that have only one recourse available to settle their differences. That's right, a rap battle. I assume that Victor's bars are much better than the Shadow King's. Doom wins. that was the best comment. There was one comment that just says Shadow King over Doom. That's it. Yeah, so, you know, sweet to the point.
Bold.
Yeah. But, yeah, it was a clear victory. Victor Von Doom is the winner this week.
All right.
So, speaking of clear victories, Craig, who's up this week?
The person who should win versus Dormammu in the Iko Saike Aniagon.
That is a bold claim.
Yeah, maybe Craig should take that.
Yeah, maybe Craig can hop in this segment. So, Craig, tell me
yes,
how a man named Thor, whose father Odin was beaten by Dormammu in Asgard with Odin force, can overcome Dormammu.
Can I give you a small comic book spoiler?
Yeah, I don't read comic books. I'll make a movie out of it eventually. That's the only thing they make movies out of, so.
Okay, Thor is now a Herald of Galactus and has the power cosmic.
That I was not prepared for. I was going to try to make up some long-winded story about how he has the Odin Force and he smuggled some of those Infinity Stones out of Asgard and brought them to the arena and is going to use them and still loses to Dormammu, but...
Yeah, I think Samurai has the point that I was going to make here. We're going out of Craig's books, which are 1985.
Yeah. They are from 1985.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you want to just go in different timelines, first off, 1985, Thor doesn't stand a chance. Dormammu is basically a demigod. Like, there's not a
Thor's an actual god.
Yeah, there's no demigod about Dormammu.
Well, I'm just saying
he's better than a god.
You know, he's a god, not the god. That's
what. Is he more of like a greater demon?
Sure. Also better.
Right. Or we could go with, you know, the MCU and Thor is just a fat slob and there's not a chance.
No, let's just ignore that whole part that ever happened.
All right.
That was terrible.
True story.
Dude, Thor was one of the worst things I've ever seen in my life. God, it was awful.
Just trying to make Donkey Teeth mad. So yeah, I mean, even with the power cosmic, that's going to be one heck of a fight.
Yeah, with the power cosmic is. Without the power cosmic, it is not going to be a fair fight.
Right, exactly. I mean, really, Baron Mordo almost won against Thor. I mean, come on.
Baron Mordo's crafty and he has magic.
Yeah, magic is tough to beat in the Marvel Universe.
Yeah, Dormammu is crafty. He has magic.
Yeah.
And seemingly unlimited power.
It seems to be. I mean, it's a whole lot means, of power.
Yeah, everybody go ahead and vote.
Yeah.
Yes.
You can reshape the MCU if you so desire.
All right, there you go. Everybody vote. Get a hold of Ray. Let him know that you're all wrong and that you don't pick Thor. All right. let's go to the sitcom showdown, which apparently we're going to do the top one in each of the second round brackets.
Correct.
So, in the top left, we have the Golden Girls.
Yes.
Versus All in the Family.
Yes.
You guys hash this out, because clearly I'm only in one camp here.
Well, I was going to say, much like Thor, I don't feel like I have a chance against you two, but I think that Golden Girls is superior show in this contest. I think it was equivalently groundbreaking. I found that the cast was overall more appealing, and I felt like they dealt with equally edgy issues in a less abrasive way.
I'm assuming that Craig is voting.
Craig's All in the Family all the way.
In opposition.
Of All in the Family.
I don't think I've ever actually sat through an entire episode of Golden Girls. So I've seen lots of All in the Family.
All right. Well, I'll just nullify your vote right away by saying that, yeah, I completely agree. Golden Girls, the writing, the comedy level is way superior. I mean, All in the Family was fantastic for what it was, but enjoyability? No. Golden Girls.
Yes!
All right. There you go. Moving on. Bottom left bracket, we have Taxi versus Cheers. Well, that's a tough one.
Well, so, I mean, they're both really good shows, but is it really a tough one?
Well, I don't think so. No, but I just felt the need to say it was a tough one because, you know, Taxi was a good show, but Cheers is Cheers.
Okay.
Yeah, it really is. I would say, you know, how many people, visit the Sunshine Cab Company a year versus how many people take a vacation just to go to Cheers?
I would say
zero to many.
Yeah, I have been to Cheers. I have not been to the Taxi Company.
You've never been to Sunshine Cab?
No.
All right, so at least two of the three Puzzle Warriors have walked into the Cheers bar. So,
right. So,
clean sweep for Cheers?
I would say yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Definitely.
All right, let's move over to the bottom right bracket. We have Soap. We should just stop there. Versus Malcolm in the Middle.
Yeah, I got nothing. Soap
and Alliance.
I like
here.
Malcolm in the Middle, but I've shocker, I've still never seen Soap.
Right.
But I know that you and to a certain degree Ray are like crazy Soap evangelists. So yeah, sure, Soap moves on. Greatest comedy in the history of comedies. Go nuts.
Well, I wouldn't go that far, but it's much better than Malcolm in the Middle.
You guys go pretty close to that far.
It's real good.
Yeah, I'm
stunned that I would never see something that is this good. I'm really disappointed in myself in a way, I guess, is why I sound so frustrated.
Well, I think it was, you know, it was off the air before you were born, so.
Okay, well, I'll just vote for Soap as well.
Okay. Right. I definitely won't go as far as what you were saying that I was going to go, but I still am voting for Soap, so, yeah.
All right, top right bracket, we got Night Court versus Frasier.
Hmm.
I think I'm getting overruled on this one, too.
I don't know.
Yeah, I need to hear arguments, because I'm torn at the moment.
Man, yeah. I love Night Court so much.
It's so good. I watched a lot of that. Yeah. I watched a lot of Frasier, too. I remember that being a pretty excellent show.
It's quite possible I've watched every episode of both of those shows.
Right. Oh, boy. This is a tough one. I feel like my head tells me that Frasier is the better show, but my heart tells me that Night Court is the better show.
Man, it's just John Larroquette's character was just so good. Data, before he was Data, when he was just that dumb hick who would show up in the middle of the hit the court. that guy's amazing.
Mel Torme. Both bailiffs were good.
Yes. Oh, this is such a good show. That's up to you, Cords. I mean,
I'm not hearing many arguments for Frasier.
Frasier was also good. It's got Sideshow Bob and another. Was it Sideshow? It's not Sideshow Mel, is it?
I don't recall.
Was it? Didn't his brother come as some sort of other sinister Sideshow character?
I believe you're correct.
Vaguely recall that, but I don't.
Yeah,
Sideshow Mel. Either way, sounds correct.
I can't let Simpsons influence my whether or not I liked Frasier.
Yeah, I think my mind has been made up.
Is it Night Court?
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't see that coming, but I agree with you. I think it's Night Court.
I didn't see that coming either. I thought for sure I was going to be the only one on the Night Court side of things.
No, I think I might have elevated Frasier in my mind when it shouldn't be. I don't have any fond memories of Frasier. All nonstop of Night Court, however.
There you go.
Wow.
There's your brackets for this week.
That was a good one. That was a nail biter.
Anything else in local news? Or any kind of news?
I don't think so.
All right. What we got? Willie, what's in the mailbag?
Okie doke. So I don't get this one. I think it's supposed to be done to music, and I don't know what the music is. But Black Sheep posted, "For I am the Shadow King, hurrah for the Shadow King, and it is a glorious thing to be the Shadow King. Yes, I'm the Shadow Fwoosh Sizzle. Hurrah for the ooh that hurt." I don't know what that's supposed to be.
I feel like that was his vote saying that Doom would incinerate Amal Farouk. That's what I took from that.
Okay. That makes sense.
Because he is the Shadow King and he likes to gloat.
Well, luckily, it was not down to one vote to, you know, whether or not this vote would decide it. But, yeah, I didn't. If it's to a music or something, you let me know. But, all right. Otherwise, in listener comments, D-Wing posted right away, apparently. He said, "Are you even allowed to like Boston teams when you live in Pennsylvania?"
Sure.
Okay.
Well, you can like basketball. We don't have that here.
Yeah, we do.
The 76ers are technically
a team. Totally counts.
Nothing in that godforsaken city counts for anything.
Everything counts. There are plenty of, I don't have any animosity towards the Bruins or the Red Sox. I liked Wade Boggs for a bunch of years. I still like Roger Clemens. He seems nice.
Wow, you said a name I recognized.
I love the Red Sox. They gave the Mets a championship in 1986.
Yeah.
Bill Buckner is one of the greatest players of all time.
I'm still stunned.
Was it Roger Clemens or Wade Boggs?
Wade Boggs.
Oh, nice.
I had Wade Boggs on my APA baseball team, so I remember that name. In any case, Craig literally references TMBG, which I don't know what that is, but literally references...
They might be Giants.
Okay. Every time Molecule Man comes up in the challenge and he couldn't jump in with that vote, very disappointing.
What were we voting on?
Molecule Man. The fact that Molecule Man got taken out.
All right.
Yeah. He said, "I tried the milk Pepsi thing when I was a kid." Craig is right. It was shudder inducing.
Yeah, I can't imagine how bad that is.
You shouldn't. That's and then he said, "I just said Craig is right, so I'm assuming there's a glitch in the Matrix." And congratulations to Black Sheep for creating by far the most effective off the rails moment by a mailbag contribution in podcast history.
Whoa.
I don't remember what he said, but and Craig's countdown for what was possibly the least crunk thing I've ever heard. Seems accurate.
Yeah, that's gotta be true.
Alpha Team, I'm going to post this in the Discord. I guess I'll throw it up on the webpage for other people that want to look at it. He says that I saw this and thought of the PW3 crew. It is a map of Pennsylvania. With different sections labeled, children of the corn, kids riding tractors to school, more meth using mullet heads than rural West Virginia. That's really hard to say. In any case, graphic. Take a look. Parandiac said that John Wick news, Keanu Reeves has stated that he will continue to make John Wick movies as long as he can and as long as people want them.
All right.
So there you go.
John Wick 27 coming.
He also said,
the next Matrix.
I got a John Wick Lego figure recently, and it is dope.
I believe that.
Yeah. And I didn't get this out in time for the sitcom bracket, but he says that Wings, Frasier Crane was also in Wings.
Oh.
And
I did not know
that. Yeah, that boggled me for a little bit. So I looked it up, and sure enough, a lot of the cast of Cheers made appearances on Wings. They're the same timeline, same, you know, TV show world.
Okay.
So they showed up and took a ride.
Hey, you know, speaking of Wings, I think there's a new podcast on the podcast network, which is people watching Wings while eating chicken wings.
No.
Yeah, I believe that's true.
On the soon-to-be-named podcast network?
I believe that is what Joe told me.
That's not enough layers to be a good gimmick. Now, while they're watching Wings and eating chicken wings, are they listening to Wings?
I don't know. That could be a triple.
If that happens, now you've won me over. But just two layers of Wings, I'm out.
All right. That is it. That was all that was in the mailbag. Thanks, Willie.
Thanks, Willie. I sound like punch drunk today. All right, so once again, I am Hans. I forgot to.
And I am Franz.
How this show works, and we just want to.
We just want to pump
you up.
You up.
Best clap ever, too.
Was it?
It was amazing.
It was okay.
I still don't. I can't. I'm doing it, so I can't tell. I don't understand how delay works. I don't know how sound travels through the air.
Given how far off the rails Craig went right before the clap, it was pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's called Wings on Wings.
I was mistaken. Since it's on the soon to be named network, that show sounds great.
It is four people. It's apparently DJ, Brett, Doug, and Michelle. And learn about the Wings on Wings podcast, an episode by episode podcast detailing four friends watching Wings while eating chicken wings.
I hope they at least have like one uniform flavor per episode.
Ooh, yeah.
That would make sense that they would, you know, discuss a different flavor of wing with each episode of Wings.
Right. You can't have like everybody just getting their favorites. Like episode one, you just have to get some milds, and then you can get some, you know, teriyakis, and then some garlic parmesan. And all right, you're starting to win me back. Depends on if they dip it into ranch or blue cheese, or if they even dip it at all. I still think it should have another layer of wings, possibly two more layers of wings. I don't know what the fourth layer of wings could be, but...
While walking on a wings, like, you know, one of those old carnival wing walker guys.
like on a biplane?
Yes.
That seems absolutely perilous. I do not support that in any way.
It doesn't really translate well to a podcast.
No.
I hear it's like wind rushing by. Oh, this chicken wing's really good!
You just put the propellers out in the background.
Maybe while they're doing this... They could all be wearing Detroit Red Wing uniforms. Oh. I suddenly love this show that doesn't exist.
It does exist.
Well, the one in my head is my favorite version. Let's talk about these champ characters real quick. Three-star characters that will be boosted. Captain Marvel. Ooh, I don't remember much about her. She's got a red damage that'll get boosted. Does she also have a sonic boom like so many of the others?
Sonic boom. No, she has, no. I forget what it's called.
No.
It does damage, stuns, and throws a strike tile for the other team, right?
Yes. Ugh.
Yeah, I don't know. Doesn't it, her other one absorbs damage and gives you
red and black.
Your
red
most powerful black. Color? Yep. Well, none of that will be affected by the boost other than her red blasty bit. So you can use that. Falcon, recently reworked. I feel like the damage that he does from his bird strike should be boosted. And the level to which he boosts his protectiles, the protectiles that come out of Bird Strike should be bigger. Will the fact that he boosts those tiles, will he boost them further than he boosts them normally?
I believe so,
equivalently. Okay, so great. His yellow and his purple. We'll get a good Hulk. He breaks stuff. He does some board shake with his green. His red probably does damage. I've never seen it used by anybody other than the computer. Spider-Man also recently reworked. His yellow now does a tremendous amount of damage, and the projectiles that come out of his purple will be boosted. 3-star Thanos, he's pretty good. He's just like 5-star Thanos, only smaller. So you'll get more damage out of his courting death, and his other two abilities will probably be more effective also. 4-star boosted oh, man. Sorry, I was like, I'm ready. There's a nice big description I forgot. Right out of the gate, stinky old Gwenpool. she's got 2 useless abilities. One, you have to play a game of Minesweeper in order to activate it, and the other one doesn't actually do anything. But the third one, does tons of damage to 3 random shots.
Not necessarily
all 3 things. She just picks 3 big chunks of damage and hits you with them.
Yeah. Hopefully she doesn't hit the person with 1 hit point. Yeah.
Right. the 4-star Iron Fist is boosted, Danny Rand. So he does a truckload of damage with his black. He does a modest amount of damage with his green. And the strike tile that comes out of his blue will be boosted heavily.
Yeah, he can be a damage machine. He can really crank it out.
Absolutely. I hear that the damage that can be done with, like, Unto Iron is absolutely significant. All right. Nebula, eh? Her healing will be increased. Her green does AoE, depending on how many special tiles you have on the board, so that you'll get a bump on that. And the attack tiles that she makes from her red will be stronger. You'll get a boost there.
Yeah, but none of them actually do anything, so...
No, not really. I feel like I've heard that she is a quality support character, but I've never gone swimming in that pool, so I can't really share any firsthand information with you.
Every time her galactic rage goes off, I think of Captain Furious or Mr. Furious, whatever it is.
Mr. Furious?
He's pure anger, but he can't do anything about it.
Does that movie hold up?
That's a good movie.
It was a good movie. I think it would.
Okay. I haven't seen it in probably 25 years, so I don't know.
I am the shoveler. I shovel well.
Does have Hank Azaria also. Mm-hmm. Hank Azaria almost always holds up.
Yeah. The Blue Raja.
Who throws spoons.
And forks.
And forks. All right, cutlery, right.
All right.
And it's got one of the best villains ever.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Casanova Frankenstein.
Oh, it does. It is one of the best ever. Sorry.
I mean, what could go wrong with that name?
It does. I should rewatch it. Maybe it does hold up. Let's talk about Nico Minoru. She's boosted this week. She's one of those
runaways.
She's one of the tile buffers who helps out and does good things if you use special tiles. So her yellow protect tiles are going to be boosted. Her true heal is going to be boosted. The amount of buffing that she does is going to be boosted with her mystical affinity, and all of those special tiles she makes with her mystical affinity is going to be. You're going to see a good increase in that. The always mysterious, slightly different than the other 2, 4-star Thanos, doing his own thing with his special armor and nice new hat. He does okay damage with his black that's going to be boosted, and his green also does some damage that's going to be boosted. So, you got a fair mix. Let's see what you can do with these people, according to the one and only Samurai Says. He really is in favor of you using Nico to help everybody out because she is boosted and she is a great support. If you pair her with the Iron Fist, she can boost his strike tiles and has the possibility of converting some protect tiles into strike tiles, which would be very helpful. You could try pairing her with Nebula. There's all sorts of strike and attack tiles going on there that she makes, and the buffing will help. And when all else fails, you can add Gwenpool to any of those teams, and she can just fire crazy amounts of green into people. And from what I've read, you could probably affect those tiles if you know how to play Othello and make that effective. So those are some suggestions. for people who are boosted this week. So listen to me now and believe me. Sorry, there's a comic that goes along with the Iron Fist. I've read it like 8 times and I can't stop it from being funny. listen to me now and believe me later. And thank you, as always, to our segment sponsor, Mystify.
Mystify. All right, let's head over to Team Up Time.
Synergy segment featuring Ray.
Wow.
Sorry. Really? I don't remember what I did last time, and I tried to do it a little bit different, but I was like, I don't know, just go.
All right, this week, I'm going to throw out here one of my teams that I consider fairly meta. I use it all the time anymore in PvP as my defensive team, specifically the simulator. So we're going to start off with a heavy hitter, Captain America, Thundercap, with Mjolnir. Run him at a 5-3-5. It's very... So he's going to take some damage. Anytime you do like 1,000 or whatever damage to him, he one power lets him jump in front. When he takes the damage, he's going to throw out 4 one-turn countdown tiles. As he does so, those countdown tiles, when they count off, you pair him with 5-star Hawkeye, who I don't have champed, but I do have him at a 5-5-2, and the first 2 powers are what is important, especially the very first power. If you have the first power at a 5 that can't seem to miss, every time a countdown tile reaches 0, which you're going to get a bunch with Cap here, you gain 3 blue and 2 red AP. So it's just a massive AP generator going on between the two of them. And I throw in as the third, Agent Coulson. Because your quiver, your full quiver with Hawkeye that you can fire off with 5 blue, that puts out countdown tiles. You've got Agent Coulson then throwing in a countdown tile every time that you fire off a power. So his, what is it? I don't even remember which one it is. Best laid plans?
That's the one where he swaps tiles with his purple and does damage.
Yeah, that is.
Charges him up.
Oh, no, it's...
His blue is Super Secret Tech.
Yeah. The passive on Super Secret Tech is where it's at. So you're going to want that at a 5. So Coulson's at a 5-3-5. When you fire off any power, you create one countdown that deals damage. It's not a great amount of damage, but that countdown tile then generates more red and blue for Hawkeye. So you can use Cap's blue to stun people. You can use Hawkeye's blue to fire off the powers quick to get more super secret tech out there. It's just a AP. Every turn, by the time it's your turn again, I pretty much have 30 blue and 30 red nearly every turn.
Sounds like you should, because if you accidentally fire off Coulson's yellow and it puts out 5 countdown tiles.
Right.
And then his best laid plans is great at just generating AP.
Right. Yeah.
It
is an amazing
team, Ray.
Actually, when I see anybody else using a team like this, this is the only team that I can use to defeat it. This team can defeat Hammercap. If you, just a quick side off of this, if you do go up against another Hammercap team, you want to target Hammercap and do little matches. Like I do black matches because nobody here uses black, or I do yellow matches because it doesn't do enough damage to trigger the other team's cap, but almost certainly the other team is going to do enough damage to trigger your guy, and then you can immediately stun the other team's Thundercap. So it's a good team against anybody. The only problem with it is Cap gets hurt. Like there's no way to prevent Cap from getting hurt. So you're going to be using it, you know, at least one health pack every time you use it. But generally, I only have to use one. Hawkeye might take a little damage, but it's not too bad. So, yeah, it is amazing countdown tiles, AP generating team that just by round 4 or 5, you're just full of AP and taking everybody out. Usually with deep breath, when those deep breath countdown tiles from Hawkeye, when those arrows start hitting, it's like 15,000 points every turn. So it's a really good team. Try it out. 4-star Cap, 5-star Hawkeye, and 4-star Coulson. So thanks, Unify.
Wait, 4-star Hawkeye?
No, 5-star Hawkeye.
5-star Hawkeye.
Oh, that sounds fancy.
I mean, really, all you need is Hawkeye at 5-5, whatever.
Only.
Yeah, I said that's all you need. Yeah.
I gotcha.
Uh-huh.
Thanks, Unify. You guys already said that, didn't you?
Yeah.
Sorry, I was too busy opening Steam.
Yeah, because we're going to go OG and open up tokens brought to you, as always, by this guy. I only got one to open, so I'm just going to go.
Do it, Doug.
I'm poking him in the face. It's a four. Oh, look at that. I haven't seen that for a while. Bubbles.
Bubbles.
Oh, that's a classic.
Where does that get bubbles to? Level 295.
Okay. I'm going to try this ridge between his nose bulge and his eye bulge.
Touch the ridge, Ian.
Touch it.
that's an old school flashback there,
that's
buddy.
That's a true classic. It's a 4-star cloak and dagger, light knives.
All right, so now it's my turn to get a 5, right?
Touch the ridge.
Touching the ridge. Hey, I already have that person at all the covers I need.
Nice.
I'll be.
Are they champed?
They are not.
Mm. I don't know if they're at the top of your list.
I don't know. I didn't even realize. They weren't even on the list because I didn't know I had them at max covers.
All right. I'm doing your standard eye poking. Let's see what I get. Now that's a 4-star. A 4-star Captain Marvel energy manipulation, which will take my Captain Marvel out to level 326.
All right.
Yeah, the list is more extensive than I let on last time. I was just mentioning people. Actually, last time I was just trying to find someone to favorite so that I could get them to max covers. The people who are at max covers are many, many more than I realized. I just can't possibly have the ISO to champion all these people who need to be championed, like Thing and Professor X and Bubbles and Captain Falcon and apparently Cloak and Dagger, Elektra, man, Star-Lord, Valkyrie. Who's that BAMF guy? He needs help.
Nightcrawler?
Yeah, that's his name. Nightcrawler. I'm doing okay here in the 4-stars. I just have not evolved past ISO like so many others have. Oh, well.
Not this guy.
Another time.
Again, thanks to this guy. Ian, what's on the podcast network outside of Wings About Wings and Wings on Wings? And...
Well, there's a show about loosely based around Marvel Puzzle Quest. Beyond that, the best way to find out would be to go to the soon-to-be-named network, available at soontobenamednetwork.com, where you can find a complete list of current and archived shows on the soon-to-be-named network to help fill your podcasting needs. Soon-to-be-named network, soontobenamednetwork.com.
All right, anything else for the good of the order?
Yeah, I forgot to mention it. If you have a team up, if you have a team that you want me to talk about or want to share with the group, post it in Reddit or send me a message somehow.
Email only.
thanks everybody for joining us again this week. You know the drill, puzzlewarriors3.com, the Cafe Press site, the Amazon banner, all those good things. That's all we got. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, you only surf to try to catch the kitty. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.
Sorry, that was an unnaturally long pause. I had to take some time to think. Like, at the end of every show, I'm like, I wonder how I feel about Craig's Clue.
Oh, I hate it again. All right.
Yeah, I was okay with it this time.